bring you some good news. Hallelujah. And they didn't come to bring you nothing new, but just to remind you of what you have already. We tend to forget very quickly, especially when something come up against us that is not favorable towards us. We forget our deliverer we had in times past. He did it then. He'll do it again. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we know that everything is still working together toward the good of God. Them that love him. Hallelujah. This is another day the Lord has made. We should be rejoicing and be glad that we're in the day. Hallelujah. Because it could have been the other way. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, everything didn't go the way you wanted to go. But you are still here. Hallelujah. God bless you now. From the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah. Hallelujah. And Jonah's near the New Testament. You go to the New Testament and start back going towards Psalms. You'll find it between Michael and Amos. Because it's only four chapters, so you might miss it. So it's in between Michael and I think it's about one book behind Michael. If you're going back to Amos, you're going too far. Over there. Okay. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up and fled to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down to it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent him a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Repeat after me. You can't hide from God. Okay. Cannot hide from God. No matter how you run, how fast you can run, how far you can go, you just can't hide from God or get out of his presence. Jonah. He's a prophet, and God called him for a mission. He gave him a commission or a job to go into Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a wicked nation. And Jonah, being a Jew, they were being persecuted by these people. They were enemies of the Jews. And now God wants to send Jonah to preach to them. Nineveh was a Gentile. And Jonah was a Hebrew. And to help out Nineveh, to Jonah, seemed like it was a thing that was helping his enemy against them, because he knew that God was merciful. Anybody know that God is merciful? Yes. And he knew that God will forgive if we will repent. The scriptures tell us if we will confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Doesn't matter what you've done in the past, no matter how many times you may have done it, how bad it may have been, God will forgive you if you ask. For to God, there's no big sin. There's no little sin. Sin is sin. But we will point out things at it and look at it in a different light. And so Jonah did not want to go to carry out this mission. God may have a mission for you to do, and you are running away from it rather than running towards it. When God gives you something to do, you need to run towards it, amen, not away from it. Because he knows just how to get you where he needs to get you to. You may take the long round way around it, but he'll get you there just the same. You cannot run from the presence of the Lord. And so we find here that Nineveh was northeast of Joppa. And it was 500 miles from there to Nineveh. But Jonah decided he would go the opposite direction. He went going west, and that was 2,000 miles from where they were. He thought that if he get the farthest he can get away from them, he'd run out of God's presence. But how many know that whenever you get there, God is already there waiting for you? And not only is he there waiting for you, he's also with you. You're always in his presence. You're never out of the presence of the Lord. That's why you cannot hide, because God is here and he's a very present him. How many know that the only thing, everything happened to you in the present? So why are we busy verging up the past? Whatever is going on in your life, it's going on right now. You can't do a thing and can't get back into yesterday. Now the years be past. But we'll try to drag them on. And as we drag them on, we're missing today. We have missed years because we can't get out of the past. You can't hide. There's a job there waiting for you. There's a blessing waiting for you. Hallelujah. And if we would obey God, we can receive the blessing. So Jonah got up early in the morning and rushed down to Joppa because he didn't want to go and preach to the Ninevites, knowing that when he does, God would forgive because they might repent. And so rather than preach to them, he decided he would run away from them. God may have sent you on a mission to bless somebody, to bless them with a word of encouragement, to bless them with a word of hope, to bless them with a word of deliverance, a bless them with a word of praise and joy and peace. To bless them, for you need to be delivered. Yes. And all you need to do is say a word. Yes. But rather than say the word, we would avoid them. Uh-huh. We would shun them. Yes. Yes. And all you got to do is say a word. Jonah had one statement to preach about, and that was God was going to overthrow them in 45 days. 45 days you have, and God's going to overthrow you because he's seen your sin. It's come up before him. And your wickedness is the great, and God is now tired of your wickedness. And if you don't do better in 45 days, he's saying that you will be overthrown. So Jonah goes down to Joppa and find out how much travel to Tarshish. And paid the bill. Went and got in the ship and went on in down into the ship and relaxed. He laid down and he went to sleep. God, some of us are sleeping. Sleeping on what the God had told us to do. We're sleeping because we don't feel like it. We're sleeping because we don't care about it. We're sleeping because I can't stand that person. But we got to get rid of all of that hatred. Amen. Out of our system and out of our mind and out of our spirit, out of this body that God has called his temple. You can't have hatred in the temple of God. Hallelujah. Because God is love. And we got to learn that we must love, not hate. We must love, not come against. We must say words of encouragement, not words of damage. We need to know that instead of trying to pull somebody down, we need to be lifting them up. Because the word says you're going to do, you should do unto others as I have done unto you. Hallelujah. So if you are pushing me down, somebody else is going to be pushing you down. Hallelujah. If you lift me up, somebody will help lift you up. You reap what you sow. So here's Jonah on the ship. And soon as they got out in the water, God's hand was right there. He caused a great wind to come, to cause the water to get rough. And the word said it got so bad that the ship was about to break apart. And so now they have a dilemma here. People on the ship got afraid and decided to pray. They just like we. around. We'll run around, but soon as something bad happens, then we'll remember to pray. We don't think to pray when things are going good. But when it's something happened bad, even the sinner man will stop praying. And so here they begin to pray and to that God. And the captain went down and found Jonah inside the ship, laying down, head on the pillow, and he was fast asleep. Okay, storm going on, he's sleeping. Okay, and he's the cause of the storm. Sometimes we want to point our fingers at you, and you. And if we stop to look at our hands, there are two fingers going out towards you, but there are three coming back to me. Okay. So I need to check myself and start checking somebody else. Jonah wanted to check the Ninevites and not realizing what he was doing was just as bad. Because sin is disobedience. And him going to Tarshish instead of going to Nineveh was disobedience. Okay, and so we find here that the Lord sent this great wind into the sea, and it was mighty. The tempest of the sea, and the ship was likely to be broken. And then the mariners of the thing that was so afraid, we said they went praying. And the captain found Jonah now sleeping. And he said to him, "Oh, sleeper, why are you sleeping this storm going on like this? Everybody in the ship praying but you. You need to pray. You have everybody in the church praying for you. And you not praying yourself. You need to be praying first. If anybody need to be praying, you need to be praying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so the shipmaster came there and talked to him and said, "Arise, and get up out of here. Call upon your God." Okay, and that we'll not perish in this water. Now, God already made arrangements. He knew what Jonah was going to do before he even gave him the mission. God already got everything lined up. Along with the ship that was taking Jonah to Nineveh. Well, now Tarshish, where he was headed. All right. There was a submarine. And that submarine, the word said, God prepared a great fish. Now, it wasn't just an ordinary fish, because he didn't have to prepare them. They were already what they were. But God made it so that somebody can live inside of a fish. He made this fish special. God would make the thing special for Hannah, your situation. You just need to continue to trust him and obey him. And when we trust him and obey him, things will work out all right. You be able to sing the song somehow, some way. Things are going to work out. Yeah. You need to know that God got it. Hallelujah. And I ain't got to worry about it. I just need to do what God said. And everything will be all right. So the man. Everybody's praying. You need to pray. And call on your God. And maybe he will spare us and we want to perish out here. Yeah, and so Jonah prayed and that didn't work. So now they decide that we need to find out who's the cause of this. So they decided they would cast lots. And when they cast the lot fell to Jonah. Okay. Jonah had told them that he was the cause of it. But the shipmaster wanted to save him. He wanted to help him. And so they were doing everything because they lightened the load by throwing away their baggage so the ship could ride through the rough waters a little with less load, pulling them down farther into the sea. They tried to roll the way out. But that won't happen either. I want you to know that when God got something to do, you can't do it. You just need to know how to ride out the storm. Knowing that God will take care of it. God will bring me safely to shore. And so here we find here Jonah now being the perpetrator of the things that were going on in the sea. And so they said unto him, what shall we do to thee that the sea may be calm upon us? For the sea is wrought and was the tempest. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth from the sea, into the sea. Now, how many would have told somebody to do that to them? Okay. God is working here. He'll make you do things you don't think you do to get what he needs done. Mm-hmm. And he knows just what it takes. The ship was in a rage, but the fish was there waiting. They prayed to the Lord and for forgiveness and didn't want Jonah's blood on their hand. But they decided they would go ahead and do it and pick him up and cast him into the sea. And as soon as he hit the water, the word said the water became calm. God will fix it. You can't hide. And you can't heard David say, where shall I go from thy spirit? Or where shall I flee from thy presence? If I make my bed in hell, there are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, you'll be there also. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even that night shall be like light above me, about me. Yea, the darkness hide it not from thee. So it's ain't that whether you in the sunshine or in the midnight, it's just like day to God in either way. No, that's why I call there no what darkness in God. None at all. So day and night is still like day with him. He knows that we need to do. So you can't go out of the presence of the Lord, no matter where you went. So now Jonah is in the water, and God allowed the fish now to swallow him up. And he's now riding inside of the fish. And while he was in there, he had him a prayer meeting with God. Nobody but him and the Lord talking to one another. And then Jonah, in his repented of what he's done. And if you will repent, God will make things right with you. Lord, I'm sorry I didn't do what you wanted me to do. Give me one more chance. But even now, Jonah's asking that this die because of what he had done. But God got it fixed. He's holding the ring. He knows just when, and he knows how. Jonah in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And God now speaks to the fish. You see, God control everything. And tell him to put him out of the ship, on board, on the land, and get the fish came and spit him out, and the word said on dry land. So if you ever been to the beach, you know the water could be here, but out there so many feet from the water, the sand is still wet. This was dry land that they put him on. God put you in stable positions. He stable the situation and give you what you need. Now the word said Nineveh was now a long ways from where Jonah was, a 3-day journey. But Jonah got in a hurry and made it in one day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He will do it for you. And Jonah got in a hurry to preach that message. Told him in 45 days, they'll be overturned. And then from there on, everything worked out. They repented. They had all for a fast and praying. Everybody was praying and fasting. When the king got a word of it, he added to it. He didn't want beasts, not heard. No man, no woman, nobody there, and no living thing in Nineveh should either eat or drink. And it was on one accord. See what God would do when we get on one accord. And God forgave them Now, Jonah got mad because the people got forgiven. Now, he was a prophet. We get mad sometimes because people get blessed. And you didn't think they need to be blessed. We ain't changed much from thousands of years before. We're still acting the same way. Still doing the same things. So here we are. God, Jonah went out of town, on the edge of town, and built him a booth to sit there under, waiting to see what God's going to do. Somebody waiting to see what God's going to do in your life. And they don't want to be good. They want to see how bad you're going to have it. Now, Jonah sitting there, and God called a gourd to grow up overnight, to shade Jonah the next day. And Jonah got good, satisfied with that. Now, here we come again the next day. God sends a worm to eat the gourd, and it died. It withered and died. And Jonah got mad now because the gourd died overnight. Didn't last but one day. And God said, you had compassion for something that you didn't plant. You didn't water. You didn't nourish. You didn't do anything. And here, this great city of great people, more than 60,000 cubits, and I'm scores. The thing is, was 120,000 people in the city, and about the whole compound of the nation was about 600,000 people. All were saved. All repented. All were delivered. God will do it for the 120,000 people saved from one message, one line, one sentence message. Now, that was another time when a preacher only had one line to preach. And he said, it's going to rain. Right? But whatever it is, you can't hide. God is there. He's right here. He's in Russia, all at the same time. He's here now. He's already in tomorrow. And all the other tomorrows is yet to come. God is everywhere. You can't go without God being there. Okay. So what are you doing behind somebody's back? God saw it. Okay. And we're going to have to stand before him. Okay. Whatever you don't do that God told you to do, he knows it. He knows whether you wanted to do it or not, didn't want to do it. But they need to repent and let God will be done. Because it's going to be done anyway. God bless you. Remember, you can't hide. Okay. You can't. can't get away from God. And keep in mind, we only hear for today. Because tomorrow will be today, whenever we get to it. And right now is right now. Every second that comes after right now will still be right now. Tell somebody you can't get out of your presence. Right. No matter how hard you work at it, no matter how hard, as long you worry about it, you can only deal with right now. And when you start dealing with anything else other than right now, you're losing out on what God wants you to do right now. All right. So let not your heart be troubled. Okay. All right. God bless you. May him smile.
You've been in the storm. Seem like forever. Life's so confusing. Has been so long. Your ship has lost anchor.
Yes, yes it has.
And your life's got you drifting. Just hold on to Jesus, and you can ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God is there with you. You may not feel him, but you're not alone. Oh, you're hurting now, but your morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus. And you can ride out your song. Just remember God's promise.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, remember.
That I'll never leave you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Though the water is raging, there do you no harm. Don't give up the battle,
my Lord Jesus,
for your answer is coming,
my Lord.
Just hold on to Jesus,
hallelujah,
and you can ride out your storm. Oh, ride out your storm. God is there with you. You may not feel him, but you're not alone. Oh, your morning is coming.
Hallelujah.
Just hold on to Jesus. Hold on. and you can ride out your storm.
No matter what it look like.
Oh, ride out your storm. God is there with you. You may not feel him, but you're not alone. Oh, you're hurting now, but your moment is coming. Just hold on to Jesus.
Write
out your song.
Thank you. Let's keep that in mind. All right. And if we do what God said do, we can get it done and over quicker. Jonah could have saved him a whole lot of problems. If he had chosen to go 500 miles the way God told him to do, then go around 2,000 miles, 3 days of agony to get back to what he needed to do. Because he ended up with the same results, but a little longer to get it done. Mm-hmm. And it's prolonged his agony. Mm-hmm. God bless you, never smile upon you. Is there anything else that can aim our attention? You have a blessed day. Stand to our feet.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.
Don't forget, we're still practicing social distance. Leave your offering at, if you still have it, with the usher for you, actually, as you exit the sanctuary. Now to him who is able to present us faultless before God. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody continue to sing.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.